produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to my Father's Teachings. My name is Terrence Burton. Before we get into the Word of God for today, let's go before the Father and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you glory, honor, praise, and appreciation. I thank you for your written word. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for your truth. I thank you for the revelation that you have been imparting to us through these teachings, and that you will continue to impart to all your listeners. And Father, I give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your wisdom and understanding, Father, that causes us to walk in new levels of wisdom, that causes us to walk in new levels of revelation. Father, you be glorified in the name of Jesus. Amen. And thank God. We're going to continue with our series on identity. Again, that is our subject matter. It is identity, with our feature scripture coming from Psalm 8 that talks about how David was pondering about what man is. And so we're going to continue along those lines to get a better understanding of what man is and what God created man to be. Amen. And so we're kicking off this particular lesson today, going back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. That's where we're going to start. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Now, before we get into the main part of this lesson today, I just want to talk to you a minute about something here. That there is a phrase in verse 26, or a clause in verse 26, where he says, "And let them have dominion." And what I want to talk about for a couple of minutes in this lesson is that you were made for a purpose. And sometimes what happens is life may not be going your way, and it's easy to fall into a slump thinking that because my life is going in a certain direction that is unpleasant, that that's your lot in life. And you may feel like, well, maybe that's what God chose for me. But I want you to understand, that's not what God chose for you, and that's not your lot in life. And see, that is why it is very important for us to go into the Word of God and let the Word teach us and reveal to us what our purpose is, because sometimes things happen in life that are contrary to the purpose and to the will of God. And so we need God's truth. We need the truth to lift us up out of that mindset that will have us thinking that things that we're unlucky, or what have you, or that things just don't fare well for me. And that's why one of the things that we need to really grasp is that not only were we made, not only were you made by God for a purpose, the purpose for which you were made by God was to exercise dominion. And so what I want you to understand in particular, my friend, is that it's revelation that will lift you up out of your slump. It's revelation of who God has created you to be, and you put faith in that revelation that you receive from God, and that'll pull you up out of it. As you receive that revelation, you'll find yourself walking it out, but revelation has to be received first. And what I mean by that is you have to really come to grips with God has made me for something better than what I am experiencing in this moment. And I just know that as you get a grip in your heart and mind of who God created you to be, and you just accept God's verdict about you and about your life, things will begin to transform in your life like you have never dreamed before. You were made to accomplish things. You were made to exercise dominion. It's okay that you didn't know, but you know now. It's okay that you were ignorant at one time, but you're not ignorant now. It's okay that you were in the dark at one point, but you're not in the dark anymore. You're in the light because you're receiving revelation of who God is. Has created you to be. And that revelation, my friend, is going to take you places. So here we are, where God has made all these awesome things in creation. And he says, now I'm going to make man. And there are a couple of things that he says about man as he's preparing to make him. He said, let us make man in our image. And we talked about that in previous lessons, that what the word image means is the representative. It's a representative figure. And so God said, I want to make a man, and this man is going to represent me in the earth. But not only that, he says he's going to be after my likeness. Well, what are we talking about here? Not only is God here in this verse wanting to make man to represent him, he's also making man to be like him. And see, that's one of those things that we have to go back and look at. What was God's dream? God's dream in making man, his hope, his expectation, his desire was to make something in creation that was like him. And so here's what the message is that he's giving us. I want someone to exercise dominion, and dominion means supreme authority. And in order for man to exercise supreme authority, he has to represent me, and he also has to be like me. Let me say that again. In order for man to operate in the fullness of the purpose for which he was created, in order for man to walk in this dominion, to exercise supreme authority, he has got to be God's representative. And he's also got to be like God. But let me say this also. That person also has to have a revelation that this is what he is. Well, why is that important? Because if man does not have a revelation that he is to represent God and that he is made in the image, the similitude of God, then he will walk through this earth living beneath his privilege, and he will allow things to dominate him when he was created to be the one who is dominating. Let me say that again. Without the revelation that you were made in the image and likeness of God, without the revelation that you are to represent God, and without the revelation that you are like God, then you will allow situations and circumstances to dominate you, because you don't know that you have supreme authority. That is why it's important for us to really grasp this, because what happens in this fallen system is that when you don't have a revelation of who you are, then you will live your life based upon just whatever happens. And just whatever happens may not fare well for you. And so it is the will of the Father that you operate off of revelation as opposed to just letting life happen to you. Because you are not supposed to just be an effect. And here's what I mean by an effect. An effect is something that happens in response to a cause. And what God has created you to be is to be a cause that will initiate effects. I hope you got that. In other words, let me say it this way. God wants you to be the trigger that ignites things to happen, as opposed to you simply dealing with or responding to things that have happened. Because if you're just responding to everything that happens, you are being dominated. Yes, I said it. If you are just responding as opposed to causing things to happen, you're being dominated. And the Father wants to lift you up and bring you to your rightful place where you are a cause in the earth as opposed to simply being an effect. All right, now we're going to look at this thing about this matter of us being like God a little more, because in previous weeks we've spent a fair amount of time talking about the image piece, that we are God's representative. But we also need to understand and appreciate this piece about us being like God, or we're made after his likeness. Just to reiterate, that it is the will of the Father that he has a people, that he has you who operates like him. And not only operates like him, but you are like him. Your mind is in tune with his mind. Your thinking, what moves you, is in line, is in alignment with the Father. Think about this, just as some food for thought. Several times in the scriptures, the Bible says, "Be ye holy." And do you know what the rest of that statement is? As a matter of fact, I'm going to read it and then we'll jump back over here, because I found it very interesting to look at. So in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation," which is behavior. Verse 16 says, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." In other words, he's saying your rationale or your reasoning for being holy is simply because that's what God is. I know a lot of people, they teach, be holy so you can go to heaven. And oftentimes it comes across like they're trying to, the way they address that is like they're trying to scare folks out of hell and scare them into heaven. And what is oftentimes missed when that is done is that God's reasoning for you to be holy is because he is. You're not trying to escape anything. You are choosing holiness because you want to live like your God. You want to be like your God. You want to mirror your God. You want to reflect your God. That's why he said, be holy. Be holy because he is. And holiness simply has to do with your purity of heart, your purity of mind, your purity of life. He said, be pure because I'm pure. In other words, I want you to mirror me. I want you to be like me. And so that's why we choose to live a life that is pure. Because we want to reflect. We want to mirror our God. So now let's go on back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I'm going to get there in a minute. All right. So he's made man, or he's making man. He's preparing to make man in his image and in his likeness so that man can exercise dominion, period. So again, in order to satisfy the dominion element or the dominion mandate, we have to have a revelation of who and what we are. That we're made in God's image and we're made after his likeness. Those things have to be settled, that I represent God and I am like him. Now, one of the things that I found very interesting, and this has been a long time ago when this first hit me, but I want to just mention it for a moment as we talk about this likeness piece. I found it interesting. I just want to go back over a few verses. I'm not going to walk through everything, but I do want to touch on some things. So when you look at verse 1, it says in chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, just to highlight something here, that what God was looking at in the natural was basically nothing. Now, he had a dream in his mind, in his heart, of what he wanted things to be. And here he is with an earth that was form, that was without form, and it was void, and there's darkness. So what was going on in the world was different than his dream. He wanted one thing, but there was something different going on in the universe. Well, why is that important? Because in order for us to fulfill the mandate of walking in supreme authority, remember we talked about being a cause, not just an effect. We got to go back and look at how God operated in creation to help us. Because since we're made in the image and likeness of God, it is important for us to understand to a level his experience, for us to understand his paradigm to a level. And so in the beginning, God was in a situation that was similar to a situation, to situations that we oftentimes deal with. How many things in your life have you found that were formless, shapeless, and void? How many situations in your life were contrary to how you wanted them to be? See, I want you to see God as being, as operating as an example for you, not as doing something that you can't glean the lessons from. So just like your God was looking at something different, or he saw something different on the earth from what his dream was, he didn't allow what he saw to stop him from having what he saw on his insides. So the earth was without form, it was void, and it was dark. Sometimes we have situations that are similar. Without form, void, and dark. And it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And notice what God does in verse 3. It says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. So God is not intimidated by the darkness. He's not intimidated by the void. He's not intimidated by formlessness. He opens his mouth and he starts decreeing what it is that he wants to see. And he said, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. And the Bible says in another place that God commanded light to come out of darkness. And see, that's one of the things that we need to understand, that you may be in a situation that appears dark, but there is light in it. And if you start exercising your God-given authority, that light, just like God called forth light out of darkness, you will, my friend, begin to call light out of darkness, just like your Father. Why? Because you are mirroring your God. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Look at verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Look at verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Now, look at this. God is simply using his creative power to bring forth what he wanted. He is exercising supreme authority. He has a dream, he has a desire, and he is decreeing that thing out of his mouth with the full expectation that what he says is going to come to pass. Look at verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, verse 7, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Verse 8, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Look at verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. Look at verse 11. This is really good. I really want you to get the point of this. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Here is God walking through creation, point by point, speaking his will out of his mouth. And that's what I want you to understand. And we're going to go into likeness a little further. But what I want you to really see with God is that God, when he has a desire, he allows his will to come out of his mouth to bring his will to pass. And he's doing this before he says, let me make man like me. So he's showing us what he's like. And then he says, I'm making man like me. See, that's why it's important for us to read not just verse 26 in Genesis chapter 1, but to really look at the verses before. Why? Because if I don't know what God is like, then it's meaningless for me to be made in his image and likeness. I need to know what he's like so I'll know who I'm representing and I'll know what I'm like. See, I cannot know what I'm like if I don't know what God is like. Let me say that again. I cannot truly know what I'm like if I do not know what God is like. Why? Because my identity comes from God. So I have to have a revelation of God in order to have a revelation of myself. Now we're going to have to pause right there, and we will pick this lesson up next time.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.